This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A messy divorce has created a political uproar in Illinois. Yesterday, a California judge agreed to release the divorce records of the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Jack Ryan. It put a public light on Ryan's private sex life. Ryan's ex-wife has accused him of trying to coerce her into having sex in front of strangers at sex clubs. The Democratic candidate, Barack Obama, says he won't make an issue of the allegations. For his part, Ryan denies his ex-wife's story, and he says the issue won't drive him out of the race. Tony Sarabia of Chicago Public Radio reports.
Jack Ryan's resume could be the envy of any budding politician. After graduate school, the 42-year-old worked at a church-sponsored refugee center in Houston. He gave up a lucrative career in the financial world and became a teacher at a boys' parochial school on Chicago's South Side. Then he decided to enter politics. That's when his private life became more public. During the March primary, he was pressed to release the records of his 2000 custody battle with his former Hollywood actress wife, Jeri Ryan, over their 9-year-old son. Late Monday afternoon, some of those records were released, and the focus was sex. The documents contain allegations from his ex-wife that Ryan tried to get her to go with him to sex clubs in New Orleans, New York, and Paris, and have sex with him while others watched. In those same documents, Ryan said he arranged what he called romantic getaways, but he also said they did not include the activities his ex-wife described. Today, Ryan continued to downplay the issue.
The speculation was that I was unfaithful in some way, which I wasn't, or I had broken some law, or there was some sort of physical abuse. None of that. All the stuff people thought was in there, none of that was in there. And people have been elected in the past who have broken laws, whether it's drugs or criminal laws, and people have been elected who have been unfaithful, and I've not done any of those things.
Ryan says this was an issue between a married couple about intimate relations that a husband and wife have. Even so, the private sex life of a politician does matter to some. Chicago shopkeeper Robert Serrano says Ryan's private sex life is relevant to his political aspirations.
We're going to be making decisions for kids in school, abortion, various issues. You have to go back onto that character.
However, there are those who come to Ryan's defense, like 61-year-old Teresa Gilliam.
You go to a doctor, you go to him for his ability of what he can do. You don't worry about what his private life was. And I feel that way about politicians. It's just a job they have. And I feel that you should vote for them on their performance of what they do.
Republicans are also varied in their opinions about the importance of the issue in the campaign. One Illinois congressman, Ray LaHood, wants Ryan to get out of the race. But Dan Allen, spokesman for the National Republican Senatorial Committee, says the controversy won't affect Ryan's chances of beating his Democratic opponent, Barack Obama.
You know, the rain's coming down now, and it might be pouring, but the fact is clear skies are ahead, which will allow the Ryan campaign to focus on some of the issues that matter most to the families in Illinois. And that's, quite frankly, this campaign is going to be about issues.
So far, Ryan has said he will not drop out of the race, but some observers say that could change once the political impact of the allegations fully play out. For NPR News, I'm Tony Sarabia in Chicago.